We heard yesterday how Lord Chaitanya was glorifying. So many nice glories he was saying of. He was, with great relish, he was glorifying Rai Ramananda. What an exalted devotee he is. And then Lord Chaitanya stepped aside and he said, if anyone, because what was happening was Rai Ramananda was teaching these Devadasis to illustrate the rasa of Jagannath Vallabha Natakam and Gita Govinda, which are like Ras Leela. And then Lord Chaitanya stepped aside and said, anyone, Rai Ramananda is very advanced and so advanced no one can imitate. But there is also a way to become advanced. And you become advanced if one has faith and one hears from proper authority. If he hears Krishna's Ras Leela, then he can become, as Lord Chaitanya says, the heart disease of lust can be diminished and he can become very peaceful. And then Lord Chaitanya says, tasting transcendental effulgent, sweetly ecstatic love of Krishna, such a person can enjoy life 24 hours a day in the transcendental bliss of the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. And then Lord Chaitanya quoted a verse from the Bhagavatam saying, anyone who hears the Ras Leela, he'll become free from lust. First, Param Bhakti Labhyate. This beautiful Braja Prem will come in his heart and he will feel so much enjoyment and so much absorption from that automatically he'll lose contact with material activities. They'll become pale and insignificant. And this is a blessing from Shukadeva Goswami. So then Lord Chaitanya goes on in verse 50 to say this about, says, Jai Shune, Jai Pari Tana Phala Etadrashi, Se Bhava Vishta Ye Seve Aharanishi, Tana Phala Ki Kahima, Kahani Na Yaya, Nityasira Se Praya Sira Tanra Kaya. He's telling Pradyumna Mishra that if a transcendentally situated person follows in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and he hears and speaks about the rasa dance of Krishna and is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna while serving the Lord day and night within his mind, what shall I say about the result? It is so spiritually exalted that it cannot be expressed in words. Such a person is an eternally liberated associate of the Lord, and his body is completely spiritualized, although he is visible to material eyes. He is spiritually situated, and all his activities are spiritual. By the will of Krishna, such a devotee is understood to possess a spiritual body. Praya Siddha Tanra Kaya. His Kaya, Manavakya Kaya. His body is Praya, means practically Siddha, practically perfect. So here, of course, he's saying that you saw Ramananda Roy, he looked like you, he looked like he had a material body, but he's Siddha. He's existing in pure, internally he's completely in pure consciousness, identifying as Vishakhasakhi, who he is in Krishna Leela. And he's serving these Devadasis who are also female externally. And he's not being disturbed or agitated or the least bit attracted, because he's not seeing it. He doesn't have any Purusha Bhava or enjoying spirit within him. He's only teaching them how to please Lord Jagannath. That's the whole basis of Vrindavan, is that everyone is cooperating together to please Krishna. No one is drawing any account. No one is taking any pay. No one is working for pay. Everyone is cooperating to bring pleasure to Krishna, because everyone is in a mood of prakriti bhav, of seva. Raganuga marge jani rayera bhajan siradeya tulyatate prakrita nahiman. Srila Ramananda Roy is situated on the path of spontaneous love of Godhead. Therefore, he is in his spiritual body and his mind is not materially affected. Raganuga marge jani rayera bhajan. So he says he's on Raganuga marge and doing bhajan there, and he's in his siradeya. Prakriti Nahiman. He doesn't have any mind. His mind is not material. His mind is totally purified. And Jiva Goswami explains in Bhakti Sandarbha that in Raganuga Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti is basically activity of the mind. There's not so much activity externally, although one may engage in some puja, Govardhan Shila or Radha and Krishna deities. But the primary activity of Ragmarga is mental, and it requires a very pure and peaceful mind. And Jiva Goswami says if trying to meditate on Krishna's lila and he's not able to, then he has to fall back and chant more holy name. Continue chanting namam till the mind becomes pure and still, so they can actually stay fixed for a long period of time on Krishna's pastimes. So that's why he's saying that prakriti nahiman, that his mind was not affected by the material energy, by material forms, by material sights, smells, tastes, thoughts, memories. These are all material, and they tend to drag us away from Krishna. The external impression, the external objects that we see or perceive, or the internal impressions we have. When we close our eyes, so many internal impressions come to deviate us from the subject of Krishna's pastimes. Try to meditate on Krishna's form or pastimes, and we can see how difficult it is. If it's not difficult, and you can meditate for hours on end without leaving the subject matter, then you can understand that you have a very pure and peaceful mind that you received from last life, good practices of yoga and bhakti yoga. The general case is cheto darpanam arjanam. Lots of purification is required. We can try, and it's also recommended, but we shouldn't expect too much fantastic result until the mind becomes sufficiently purified. Lord Chaitanya goes on, Amiha rayarastani shuni krishna kata shunite icha haya jadi puna yaha tata. Lord Chaitanya is telling Pradyumna Mishra, because originally Pradyumna Mishra came to Lord Chaitanya and he said, you're so famous, you have such a huge following here in Jagannath Puri, everyone comes to see you from all over India, you toured all over India, and you're a great pundit, and maybe his understanding is also God. So he said, he came to Lord Chaitanya, Pradyumna Mishra. He said, can you please tell me something about Krishna? He said, no, I can't tell, but you go to Rai Ramananda. He can illuminate you on these subjects. And then he was rather bewildered, because Rai Ramananda couldn't see him immediately. Then he came to see him, and he heard about everything he was doing. He became disturbed. So now Lord Chaitanya is saying, listen, I also hear Krishna Katha from Rai Ramananda. Even me, I go to him. So if you really want to hear such topics in Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, you should go back to him. Mora nama lahiha teopatailamode tomarastane Krishna Katha shunibharatare. Listen, Pradyumna, when you return to Ramananda Roy, you mention my name before him. You should say this. Mahaprabhu has sent me to hear about Krishna from you. So Lord Chaitanya is giving him specific lines to use as his introduction so that he would have more success. So now he goes. Lord Chaitanya says, Shigra yaha yavateno achena sabate etasuni pradyumna mishra chalila turite. Go, quickly, quickly. He's in his assembly room. Hearing this, Pradyumna Mishra immediately departed. So you can see how Krishna, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahaprabhu, he can see all phases of time, and he's always sending the devotees in the right direction. This is something we can see by the story, that Mahaprabhu is sending the devotees in the right direction. Pradyumna Mishra has approached Lord Chaitanya for some solace, some inspiration, some harikata, some guidance. And now he's sending him to the devotee, and he can see, he's sitting in the Gambira, and with his transcendental vision, he can say, listen, he's not, now, I know what he's doing now, he's in his assembly room, he's sitting in his dining room or whatever, his sitting room. And what is it? Sabha. Achena Sabha, like Vaishnav Raja Sabha, means his assembly room, where people, you can say meeting room, or we say nowadays conference room. Oh, where is Mr. Smith? Is he in his office? No, he's in the conference room. GBC conference room. They have such things in this God. They have something called GBC conference room. So he was at, Ramananda Roy was in his conference room. Of course, it wasn't a GBC, but, or maybe Gopi Bhava Club. Srup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, Lord Chaitanya, Gopi Bhava Club, GBC. Original, the original conference room in Gambira. So Lord Chaitanya could see that he was there. He said, go there, you'll fulfill your desire. So this is our good fortune that we have Lord Chaitanya directing us. Our guardians from above are saying, go there, you'll get something. You'll be satisfied there. Rai pasha gilan raya pranati karila agyakara jay lagi agamana hoila. Pradyumna Mishra went there, and Ramananda Rai offered obeisances to him, because Pradyumna Mishra is quite an exalted and respected Brahmin socially, and Ramananda Rai, despite his internal identity as Vishaka and absorbed in Madhurya Bhava and being a Nitya Siddha Parishad, this was not known to Pradyumna Mishra. Socially speaking, Ramananda Rai is Kayasta class, which is quite low, much, very low, lower than a Brahmin, lower than a Kshatriya, something like a Vaishya, even lower than a Vaishya. So Ramananda Rai offered his obeisances to Pradyumna Mishra. And then he said, please order me, Agya. He said, Agyakar, Lagi Agaman Hoila. Please order me. Please give me your order. What is your request? How may I serve you? Why have you come here? This is the general attitude of all devotees, because they're in Seva Bhav, they're in Kinkar Bhav. That if some devotee approaches you, then you say, oh, please accept my obeisances. You know, greetings, welcome, Radhe Radhe, whatever. How are you? How may I serve you? What may I do to please you? Kim Karomi, how may I serve you? In other words, devotees get to the point. Because basically, social interactions are based on exchanges. Exchanges of thoughts, exchanges of money, exchanges of emotions. We're social beings, and we interact socially or social intercourse on the basis of exchanges, give and take. So if someone is coming to you, they're coming either to give you something, or to take something, or to share something. Right? No one just comes before you and says, hello, Haribo. And then, well, what do you want? Nothing. I just want to look at you. Okay, fine. Now you looked. Okay, bye. Because, of course, this is a principle in Indian culture that people want to take darshan. They want to take darshan of Thakurji, Thakurji darshan, or Sadhu darshan. And of course, in the ultimate issue, darshan means not only to see, but to hear philosophy. Because the word darshan also means philosophy. So when a materialistic person or non-devotee or whatever, they go to take darshan of a sadhu, they do see him, and that's pavitra darshan, Govinda Vishram pavitra darshan. Because a great elevated devotee, and there are many in the world today, they are always absorbed in the Govinda, Govinda Vishram. Govinda is always resting in their heart. When we go to see them, then we become purified, pavitra darshan. Our mind becomes purified by seeing a saintly person. And then, if they're merciful to us, they will speak some harikata. They will guide us. And if we're intelligent and witty, or let's say, not so much witty, but if we're smart, we may be so bold, if we have that relationship with the sadhu, we might say, oh, Baba, oh, Maharaj, whoever they are, can you do me one favor? And they say yes, or they may say no. Well, if they say yes, you say, can you think of me, because you're a great saintly person, although you don't really know me, but can you just think about me for a moment, and then whatever you're inspired to speak, whatever Krishna tells you to speak, the Super Soul, Gauranga, Radha, your Gurudev, you, whatever, just can you speak something direct and frank and transcendental to illuminate me or elevate me or improve my life? You can make this request, provided you have some introduction and you're not nervous or shy or afraid. And then the sadhu, generally, they quite appreciate such a question. And they say, all right, I'll think about you. And they even close their eyes sometimes. Yes, you should do your bhajan in front of the Thakurji. And you'll say anything else? No, that's it. So that's all they'll say. Then now you have to think, now this is Brahma Satyam or Brahman Satyam, Brahma Vachyam, that a Brahman, a guru, a sannyasi, a babaji, an elevated saint person, Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, and I have asked them something, and in great sincerity and genuine mood, they've guided me or instructed me. Now what do I do with it? What does it mean? Is it appropriate? Is it valuable? Is it specific to me? And is it relevant? Of course it is, as much as we can understand. So these gems of guidance and pearls of wisdom, as they say, are residing in the treasure hearts of the advanced devotees. So we can go there. As Prajumna Mishra replied, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me to hear topics about Krishna from you. Shuni Ramananda Rai Haila Prema Vesh Kahite Lagila Kichu Manir Harish. Hearing this request from Pradyumna Mishra, Ramananda Rai became absorbed in ecstatic love. In other words, Radha Krishna Yugal has asked Vishakha to speak about Krishna. Radharani, Mahavru is Rasaraj, and Mahabhav, Radha's Mahabhav. Mahavru has sent Pradyumna Mishra, and the mood of Radharani is a viraha, separation. Go to Vishakha and ask about Krishna. Because Radharani always wants to hear about Krishna. And Vishakha always, what does Vishakha speak about? She has no branch, Vishakha. She's not Bahushakha, like our mind is Bahushakha, many branches. She's Vishakha, she has no branches. So what does Vishakha talk about? She always whispers in Radharani's ear. That's why she's always standing next to Radharani. Vishakha is born on the same day as Radharani, the same time, the same month. She's the same color, she's the same mood, everything's same. No difference, no branch. Vishakha is always standing right next to Radharani's ear. One side's Krishna speaking in one ear, and he's speaking in the ear about Radharani. Krishna's turning to Radharani and saying, oh, you're Radharani, you're this, that, and so sweet, so tender, so charming, so beautiful, so loving, so kind. So this one ear of Radharani is hearing all Radhakatha. She doesn't like very much, but Krishna likes too much to glorify Radharani. But then in Radharani's other ear, she's hearing Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, because Vishakha is whispering in her ear, oh, Krishna has 64 qualities, and he's so dear Lalita, dear Nayak, dear Prashant, dear Odata, and he's like this and that, and she's more leaning like this than she's leaning like this. Have you ever seen Radharani, your head is like this? Aditi's Radharani usually sees like this. Krishna's like this, and Radharani's also like this. Krishna's head's leaning towards Radharani because he wants to tell her about her. And Radharani's head is leaning towards Vishakha because she wants to hear Vishakha tell about Krishna. This is like this. Krishna to Radha, and Radha's in the middle. She's hearing one ear Hari Katha, one ear Radha Katha. That's perfect. Radha Krishna Yuga Katha. So Mahaprabhu is the medium for this Radha Krishna Vilas, Hari Vilas Katha, Rasa Katha. So Mahaprabhu has sent Pradyumna Mishra, go to Rai Ramananda, go to Vishakha, and hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha. Mahaprabhu Pataila Mori Tomarastani Krishna Katha Shuni Bari Tari, Shuni, Shuno, hear Krishna Katha. So here, when Rai Ramananda and Vishakha heard this order from Radharani being carried by Pradyumna Mishra, carrying Mahaprabhu's order means carrying Radharani's order. So Pradyumna Mishra carried the order to Vishakha, Rai Ramananda. Oh, hey, Mahaprabhu is telling, I'm on behalf of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, you should tell me about Krishna. Acha, I should tell you about Krishna? Well, Krishna's Prem Purushottam, Prem Leelas and Prem Dham Vrindavan. And he is the Prem Vishaya. So I must become absorbed, Prem Avesh, enter into Prem Avesh. Griha Pravesh, Mandir Pravesh. So he became absorbed in Krishna Prem, because this is the way to speak about Krishna. If someone is Premavesh, then they can speak Rasa Premakata, or Madhurya Premakata, Sakya Premakata, really in a genuine way. And when someone hears such, Madhurya Katha, Madhurya Prema Katha from a rustic Vaishnava, it really moves his heart in tremendous ways, and vast ways, and deep ways, and profound ways, even when ordinary devotees can respond with some abhasa sattvic transformations when they hear Hari Katha from a very advanced devotee. They can feel some thrill in their heart and some choking of the voice, and even some tears will come if we hear Hari Katha from a genuine advanced devotee. So Ramananda Roy Premaveshi became absorbed in ecstatic love. Then he began to speak with great transcendental pleasure. Kichu manera harishe. His mind was harish. Prabhu Ragya Krishna Katha Shinite Aila Eta. Hihavai Mahabhagya Ami Pabakota. Ramananda Roy said to Pranivda Mishra, following the order of Mahaprabhu, you have come to me to hear about Krishna. This is Mahabhagya, my great fortune. How else would I get such an opportunity? Etakahi taralana nebritte vasila ki kata shunite chaha mishare puchila. Ramananda Roy took Pradyumna Mishra to a secluded place and asked him, what kind of Krishna katha do you want to hear from me? Because there's many types of Krishna katha. Teno kahe ye kahila vidya nagare se katha krame tume kahiba amare. Pradyumna Mishra replied, kindly tell me about the same topics you spoke at Vidyanagar. So that was the topics that he discussed with Lord Chaitanya. Very deep topics. Aner ki kata tumi prabhur upadeshta amito bhikshuka vipra tumi mora poshta. Pradyumna Mishra continued, Ramananda Roy, you instruct even Mahaprabhu what to speak of others. I am but a beggar Brahmin, bhikshu vipra, and you are my maintainer. Bala mande kichu ami puchite na jani. Andinate ki kripa kari kahiba apari. I do not know how to inquire, for I do not know what is good and what is bad. Seeing me to be poor in knowledge, kindly speak whatever is good for me by your own goodwill. Tabe Ramananda krame kahite lagila Krishna katha rasamrita sindhu utalila. Ramananda Roy gradually spoke on topics of Krishna, and as he did so, the ocean of transcendental mellows of those topics became agitated. Krishna katha ras rasamrita sindhu utalila. These rasamrita sindhu, the nectarine ocean of Krishna katha. As he spoke more and more, he became more and more agitated and excited. Apane prashna kari pache karena siddhanta tritiya prahara haila naikata anta. Ramananda Roy began personally asking questions or posing questions, then answering them with conclusive statements. When the afternoon came, the topic still did not end. So it says tritiya prahara. They spoke for three praharas. So that means 2.5 hours times three. So that's 6, 7.5 hours. Speaking continuously for 7.5 hours. Vakta shota kahe shune dunhe prema vesh atma smriti nahe kahan janiba dina shesh. The speaker and listener spoke and heard in ecstatic love. Thus they forgot their bodily consciousness. How then they could proceed the end of the day? A sevaka, Sevaka kahila, dina haila avasan, tavi rai krishna katar karila vishram. A servant came in and told Ramananda Roy, the day is over. Then Ramananda ended his discourses.